November 14th, 2022. This is the Evergreen Tree. I am Brandon Lewis. Excuse, please excuse the raw format of this particular talk. I am working with very little resources because I had to move from my previous location. One day I may tell a story as to why I had to make that move. I'm pretty sure some of you of a certain mind will find that compelling to listen to. But in the meantime, I have something else to bring to you. In my hiatus from this podcast, I have been looking at human nature. And it brings to mind one thing that I have said in a previous talk in this line of podcasts. And that one particular statement, I don't remember the exact statement, but I will give you the general ballpark of it, which is we have no need for a king. Now, I still stand in that opinion that we don't need a king. That's what I said. So what I did say was that we don't need a king. Let me clarify that if I misspoke. And I am still of that opinion that we don't need a king in this aspect. That kings are detrimental to mankind. Now, we do have to follow something. And I'll get into why. Now, my recommendation is, which I have said for myself, is to follow the teachings and also the spirit of Jesus Christ. That's me. And that's what I choose to do. But how did I get to these conclusions? What have I changed about my conclusions? Well, I've said, again, we don't need a king. And this is where I change my mind in this. Mankind needs to be led by something. I've noticed over this time period that few people who have achieved freedom are in pain. Yes, I've said it. They are in pain. Why? Because most of mankind, most of us, need to be told what to do. They lack any direction if they are not told what to do. They must be led somewhere. They must be given a protocol. Mankind, we must be given a protocol. We must be given a mission. We must serve something. And if mankind does not get that, he becomes an incel. He becomes a loner. Or any particular term that is derogatory for a man who is a Ronin. And there's a reason why certain individuals crack, and most individuals crack when they look at this. Even when individuals are within the system, they still look at this possibility with fear. Most of mankind subconsciously does not want to be free, because that means that they will be outcast. They will have no purpose. They will have no direction. So they look for leaders to tell them what to do, to tell them what their goals are. What is the purpose of those goals? And for some of you, it may not be a person. It could be that your goal in life is to have as many sexual contacts as possible. And you may think that you rule over those contacts, but au contraire, they actually rule you. I do not care how great you are in the skill of manipulation through those devices, you are still ruled through that. And vice versa, those who want to be managers and rule over people, and those folks who really don't care about the particular aspects of the company that they work in, but they're happy that they are in a managerial position and that they can tell other folks what to do. Or some folks who are in politics, who are in high positions, i.e. positions of power, where they can tell other people what to do. You can probably scoff at this. I can see maybe some of you subconsciously or consciously scoffing at what I'm saying and rebutting or saying back to this recording that I'm free. No one's telling me what to do. But here's the irony of this. And you can pull up from the grave any king who has ruled over masses of people. And those kings will tell you that they were slaves as well. They were slaves to the masses. Because the minute they cease to give the benefits to the people or the masses, those masses will revolt and they will burn down their castle, kill their family, come into the throne room, cut off his head and stick it on a pike for all to see. Or maybe in some cases, use it as a football and kick it around. So, mankind has to serve something. And if man, or if we do not make a choice in the matter of who or what we will serve, it will be made for us. A lot of cases is simply made by one's own flesh. Some men serve their own, some people serve their own bellies. Some people serve their own alcoholic tastes. Doesn't matter. Someone will be slave to something. It will be slave to something or slave to several things. And again, one thing I have noticed is that with freedom, folks stare into the abyss with trepidation at that freedom, realizing that they have to come up with the protocol. They have to find a purpose. No one's going to give them that purpose. And I will let you in on a little secret. Those who want to rule over you will let you be free for a period of time so that you can stare into that deep, dark hole of fear of not knowing what your purpose is. They will let you reside in that area of damp trepidation, just so that you can realize that you need them. And you will come crawling back to them, pleading to take you in. And I'm speaking from experience. We've all felt this from time to time, and even those who are in power have felt this from time to time, if they really admit this. But this is how it works. And those who are in power who are waiting for you to come crawling back to them or come crawling to them, they know this. This is what Klaus Schwab means when he says, when he talks about the global reset, or when he says you will own nothing and you will like it, he knows that you will be crawling back to them. Jeff Bezos knows that he doesn't have to make you do anything. All he has to do is just leave you alone, and you with your own devices will come back to his network in which he has set up for you. Same thing for Bill Gates. He doesn't have to do anything to you. All he has to do is just leave you alone, and through your own fruition, you will come running back to him, asking for the next protocol, asking for the next thing to do, asking him for what's the next problem and how to solve it, whether it's a lie or not. And some of us know that what comes out of these men's or these people's mouths are lies, but it doesn't matter, because whether it's the lie or the truth, or a mix thereof, which is usually the case, you still have something to do. You have a purpose. So this is something that we have to be aware of. All of us. Freedom comes at a great cost. Freedom doesn't always feel good. Freedom is painful, and that's where the trepidation comes from. It comes from the pain of freedom, the pain of not knowing where your next step is. It's mental pain. But if we really want to achieve something, we have to face that pain. We have to choose who we serve. We have to size up with the best of our ability, which is quite nominal in all of our cases. But we have to size things up with the wisdom that we have available and ask for more wisdom from God to ascertain what is the best thing to serve or what is the best person to serve. And again, I've said this before, I've chosen to serve Jesus Christ. That is my choice. And it's worked quite well for me. Now, some of you may choose other things. And that leads me to the next part of this talk. Just because you choose to serve something does not mean that it will turn out well for you. You have to choose wisely. And if something is not working out for you, then you have to make a change. Now, that's easier said than done, because when you serve something, you tend to get emotionally attached to it. And when the emotions get involved in matters like this, then it is very hard to detach oneself from something that is hurting them. Stockholm syndrome. Mankind has a tendency to do that. And this is another aspect why freedom is so painful. Now, there are some things, which leads me to this next thing, that there are some things that you can serve. Or in my opinion, there's only one thing that you can serve. And through serving that person, you will actually be free. Most other things that you serve, they want something from you in order to enhance itself. Especially with people. They need other people's services in order for them to feel enhanced. Again, that leads us back to the king, who are servants to the masses. Because without the masses, then they are nothing. They have no purpose. They have no people to rule over. And so this is proof to me that mankind cannot handle freedom. He needs freedom under something. Freedom under God. To me, I chose freedom under Jesus Christ. Now, some people have found freedom under being off the grid. They have found freedom in being in government, whatever that is. Now, you have to really question yourself, are you actually free, though? And even if you are a Christian or you follow Jesus Christ, you still have to ask yourself, are you still free? Because there are many things that can distract you from that walk. Just as if you walk in anything else, there are many things that can take your attention away. So you constantly have to ask that. So this is why, in some ways, mankind needs a king. This is why, when we look in some cases in the Bible itself, where the people didn't have a king and they demanded one. I'll probably read that passage to you one day. But there are other passages that I have seen and have been written that really illustrates this. In one of these days, or throughout the following days, I will most likely read some of these passages to you. So you know that I'm not making this stuff up. And I will try to provide examples in our modern world and throughout history, to prove to you that what I am saying is true. My people, all of you whom I'm speaking to right now, there are reasons why people snap and want to shoot up people, want to destroy people. These are the very people who are rejected from society and have no purpose. And there's a fear involved, there's a pain involved. And these folks want to unleash that pain on everyone else. These are the very folks who cannot handle freedom. And the crazy thing is, they weren't free in the first place. They weren't free. They were tied to something. But just the thought of not having a purpose drove them over the edge. Now, the next question to be asked here is, when someone is free, does that mean that they do not have a purpose? No, it does not mean that. When someone is free, the chances are more likely that they have no direction. It's more likely that they feel like they have no direction, so therefore no direction, no purpose. Again, we come back to the circle again. Mankind must serve something. And we have to make sure whatever we serve will keep our freedom intact. That's the key. That's how you stay free. That's how you are free. That is the only way you can be free. Because this world has become so corrupt, mankind's nature is corruptedness. For that very reason, mankind must serve something. He must latch on to something in order to feel like he is alive. Again, whether it's a lie, or whether it's false, or whether it's bad, or detrimental, or good, or healthy, he must attach himself to something in order to feel like he is alive, that he exists. Otherwise, even though he's living and breathing and can taste the food that is in his mouth, he still questions his very existence. So this is why most people cannot handle freedom. And the minute that they are free and they see they have no protocol, they ask for one. And they quickly run to the man who says, or to the woman who says, I have something for you. Rather, that something is you being locked in the factory and packing boxes for the rest of your life. At least it's something, right? This is a miserable state. This is the miserable state that most of mankind is in. And whether it be not be in the factory packing boxes, it could be in an office, in your cubicle. Or rather, if you are not in the office, you're chained to a computer. Or some boss is breathing down your neck. And of course, that boss has someone else breathing down their neck. Because a lot of us would rather have that than face uncertainty. Understandable. Oh, we need that in order to live. Well, this is where I kind of diverge from you, because there was a period in the United States where the modus operandi was for one to get his own business and serve the public. And that service was through his business. That's what business was. But now we have come to the situation in this country. Well, before I go there, in that period, which I spoke about earlier, where mankind would work to try to develop his own business in order to serve the public, to do a service, that's how he made his livelihood. That's how he put food on the table. And when he got to a situation, most of the time starting off, they had to work for someone. Everyone in the room, the boss and the employees, knew that that employee will only be there for a period of time. He's only there to get enough money so that he can start his own business. In general, that's what it was. None of us on the planet today knows what that feels like, because something has changed. We have been taught to think that a person must go to school, go to college, get the skills, and work for a large company or work for a boss, and do that for the rest of their lives. And only certain privileged few are able to own their own businesses. And some of those who own small businesses are still subject to other larger businesses. That's how we think now. There is no direct there is no direct contact from an individual human being through his business to the community. We have been totally disconnected. And the filter has been placed between us through corporations, through governments, through organizations. In a lot of cases, this has become what a lot of us in this world serve. They serve a corporation. They serve a political party. Whatever filter that has been placed in between them and their community, that's what they serve. They do not put that organization in check, whether they are part of a political party or some type of recreational party. They do not put it in check because they are afraid of being kicked out of that particular organization. Same thing with the school system and with the corporation system. Mankind has been changed from individuals. Mankind has been changed from spiritual beings encased in a temple of flesh into human resources. And some of these folks sit back and laugh at you, knowing, again, that if they leave you alone just enough, you have been programmed from the moment that you were born to have to need someone to tell you how to live every minute, every second of your lives. And they laugh because you know that if they leave you alone, you will come running back to them, crawling back to them, to let them back in, to let you back in, so that you can feel like that you are connected to something, so that you can feel something. Even if it is a terrible feeling, at least you feel something. At least through that, you know you exist. It's a terrible state of things. That's what things have become. This is why you have certain responsibilities that these days we may think that it's natural for us to do. But in all actuality, it's not, especially in the United States of America. One of those things is paying income taxes. Now, I'm not telling you right now to stop paying your income taxes. Please don't misunderstand me. This is a different America now. If you don't pay your income taxes, you're going to have major problems. But there was a period in this country where we did not have to pay income taxes. But because of mankind's desire to have to be led by something, and that desire has overruled his ability to protect the strongholds that has been put around government to keep it from getting out of control, we have allowed this country to get into a state to where the people who are born into it will never know of a period in which the United States did not subject the people that it was supposed to be stewards over to income taxes. This is where we are. This is what this fear, this pain has led us to do. To give certain things that were good for us away. To deliver ourselves on the doorstep of bondage. Where the master opens up the door and says, I knew you were coming back. I knew you were coming back. I wasn't worried at all. I knew you were coming. It was just a matter of time. I didn't even send anyone out to look for you because I knew you were coming back. Just like a dog whom has been dumped 60 miles away, you have went through the wilderness. You have swam through rivers. You have walked through burning flames just to deliver yourself back on my doorstep. Come on back in. I got some more boxes to pack for you. I have some more screens for you to look at. And yes, you will work most of the time and you will barely have enough to live. And you'll be worried most of the time. But at least you will have a purpose. And rest assured, you will have some recreational activities. I will give you some recreational activities. Oh, yes, you will. Yes, 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 yes. You will play with the things that I give you. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't that what's happening right now? Many people say that, oh, I'm free. I sit back and have fun all day. Well, let me tell you something. Who made those things that you are having fun with Rather, it is some video game or social media or anything. Who made that? Especially in the realm of social media and things of that particular ilk. And also politics, because granted, a lot of people look at politics for recreation. But who made those things? Those things are designed for dependency. Junk food, another thing, dependency. Those things are designed to keep you coming back, to be subservient to it. Some of us laugh at drug addicts, but we don't realize that the same mechanism that is keeping them attached to whatever nefarious substance that they are using is the same mechanism that is operating in some of our lives, many of our lives. So we really have to be aware and use our wisdom to navigate the things that we give our service to. You do have a choice. And that choice will determine how healthy you are. It will determine your legacy. Mankind must serve something. Mankind was made to serve something. And that's the mystery. And those who do know that manipulate it. They manipulate it to the point to where they gain control of most of the world. They manipulate most of mankind to give it to them. They make the apparatus to wait on the masses of people with open arms, looking for something to do.